Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Do you know just how much the federal government now owes? Most people would probably say about $20 trillion, which is the amount of outstanding debt. And you would be wrong. Go online and pull up the 2016 federal government financial statements. Go to page 58 to look at the September 30, 2016 balance sheet. There it states that total federal government liabilities are almost $23 trillion. That is still wrong and way too low. The federal government has promised to pay future Social Security and Medicare benefits on the basis of people's earnings. These unfunded liabilities for the amounts that people earned before the end of this fiscal year do not appear anywhere on the federal government's balance sheet. So, how large are those off-the-books liabilities? For that, go to pages 60 and 61 of the financial statements for a note about the present value of Social Security and Medicare obligations. At the bottom of page 61, it states that the total present value of future expenditures in excess of future revenues comes to $46.7 trillion. When you add this to the almost $23 trillion of liabilities on the balance sheet, the total reaches almost $70 trillion. Still wrong. In the figures about unfunded Social Security and Medicare liabilities, the total is reduced by assuming that future tax collections will exceed increases in future liabilities and subtracting that amount from how much was owed as of 5 months ago. That is wrong. I know this because I used to work as a certified public accountant. In fact, if a private company tried to report their financial information this way, it would be subject to criminal prosecution. Once you back out the anticipated future increases in collections and liabilities after September 30, 2016, the actual present value of unfunded liabilities for these two programs as of that date comes to just under $115 trillion. When you add that to the other federal debt and liabilities as reported on the government's balance sheet, the federal government actually owed over $137 trillion as of last fall. Come back tomorrow on Friday when I tell you what this means to our nation and to you personally, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.